Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
So the big headline here is that OpenAI angles to essentially put ChatGPT in classrooms with special tutor prompts. Now, this is very interesting because essentially what they're trying to do is they believe that ChatGPT is a very viable tool for educational settings, even though the platform's potential for misuse can't, I think, be overlooked. But the AI company has rolled out several recommendations to help educators harness the capabilities of ChatGPT, which is kind of moving beyond its common use as a research assistant for students looking to cut corners. So the technology has come under scrutiny for enabling academic misconduct, particularly plagiarism, right? Now, a lot of people are worried like, oh, kid's got to write an essay. He just gets ChatGPT to write it. Then he's never going to learn how to write essays. This is the big concern that a lot of people have. Educators globally have found or suspected instances where students use ChatGPT for tasks ranging from essay writing to take-home quizzes, and the repercussions of this are, you know, kind of open to interpretation. Some view it as cheating, some as creative use of resources, but there's no denying that it really does disrupt the traditional education setting. I, for one, think it's kind of like a calculator, and at some point, everyone's going to have it, and so you might as well kind of like a calculator, learn when it's appropriate to use and not use, but it should just be integrated into every sort of educational setting, because this is something that when people have jobs and have a professional career, they're definitely going to be using, and now is probably the best time to figure that out. So that's my opinion, but I know everyone's got different views on this. So in any case, seeking to kind of rehabilitate ChatGPT's image in education circles, OpenAI suggests a variety of ways the tool could be constructively employed in the classroom. So, for instance, the platform could serve as a valuable resource for English language learners, helping them with translation and correct language use. While the AI's accuracy in factual content may be debatable, it does produce grammatically correct outputs, making it useful for both young students and adults. Experts cited by OpenAI propose that ChatGPT could also be instrumental in creating new test questions or even simulating a job interview scenario. But perhaps I think one of the most interesting recommendations comes from Greta Venugopal in Chennai, India. And she advises that ChatGPT can be used to teach students about the fallibility of computer-generated information. So Venugopal encourages students to critically evaluate the answers they receive from ChatGPT and to corroborate them with primary resources, aiming to help students, quote, understand the importance of constantly working on their original critical thinking, problem solving, and creativity skills. So a prevalent question that I think often arises is kind of the issue of detecting AI-generated content in student submissions. So OpenAI is quite straightforward in stating that current AI detectors are not reliable in distinguishing between human-generated and AI-generated content. The company advises educators to be cautious when relying solely on technology solutions to identify plagiarism or other types of academic misconduct. And the thing that I think is really interesting to note with that is that shortly after ChatGPT came out, OpenAI actually came out with an AI detection tool to, right? So this is the company that's creating the AI content, and now they've come up with a tool to detect it. And they found that it was only accurate like 60% of the time, which, to be honest, is hardly more than a flip of a coin. And so at that point, they actually have discontinued since that tool, and it's no longer a tool. So I think the fact that OpenAI can't even detect if something is AI written or not really gives a lot of credence to the fact that we may need to find other solutions, because eventually, I think, inevitably, this is going to be very, very difficult to detect this stuff. Kids could even take something generated by OpenAI, run it through a text spinner so that you essentially can't detect anything, any like secret codes or algorithms that an AI generator put in there. A text spinner just takes the original text, swaps out a few words. I was doing this a long time ago to avoid AI detection back when I thought that it mattered for Google and SEO and articles, but I think Google doesn't care about that anymore. So in any case, I think it's going to be very, very difficult if that is what people are kind of relying on to detect. I think it's going to pretty much come with a fundamental shift where we may just have to accept AI-generated content, but maybe want to look at the way that students develop that article and maybe make them show the prompts they used and how much they actually worked on it versus how much just the AI generated everything for them. So overall, I think it's really going to come down to a big shift in how we look at this and how we really work with AI, but I think it's going to completely change a lot of things. So instead of just trying to, you know, focus on using this kind of technology to catch AI-generated content, OpenAI actually advocates for a more comprehensive approach. So students should be required to show their work and drafts, including their interactions with AI, to demonstrate a genuine engagement with the learning process. That's OpenAI's idea, like I mentioned before. And OpenAI even provides educators with various prompts designed to place ChatGPT in the role of a tutor or instructional coach. So OpenAI is literally generating prompts, giving these to educators. They're telling them frameworks to use. They're telling them like the best ways to use ChatGPT in education. And I think like it's really interesting because ChatGPT and similar AI agents are really kind of poised to become integral components in the future of education. And while the risk of misuse remains definitely a concern for many, I think it's a challenge that is not unique to this technological era. Students and educators alike are going to need to adapt and learn how to integrate these tools effectively, much like the previous generation did with calculators and early digital resources. The last thing I want to bring up is something I mentioned at the beginning, which is the fact that, of course, you know, Khan Academy has invested quite heavily and has, you know, added some of their own secret sauce and built a really great education tool and resource with their KhanMigo. But it is interesting that it would appear, you know, OpenAI is going and, you know, straight to educators, giving them specific prompts to use to help ChatGPT be a tutor, giving them specific frameworks and ideas on how to use this, which kind of, you know, I'm sure to Khan Academy could feel like a circumnavigation of these tools they've developed. But I think at the end of the day, I don't think this is a big issue. Khan Academy has spent a lot of time building a lot of really impressive resources that integrate with, you know, educational lessons that integrate with a lot of different platforms and tools and software. And I think at the end of the day, what people are going to get out of KhanMigo or Khan Academy is so much more powerful than just, you know, simply using ChatGPT and telling it to be your tutor, that I think there's a lot of value there. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and to see, you know, where a lot of the money spent goes in education, if it goes straight to OpenAI or if it starts going to these third-party softwares like Khan Academy or others. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150 and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.